Ever since oil prices began to plunge from last summer's record high of $150 a barrel, oil-producing countries have faced a dilemma. Try and drive the price up and risk pushing the world further into recession, or let the price slide and lose all that revenue. Today, with prices below $70 a barrel, OPEC made a decision. In an emergency meeting in Vienna, OPEC ministers agreed to cut their oil production by 1.5 million barrels. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Vienna for that meeting. And Rob, just put this briefly in perspective. What does 1.5 million barrels add up to? Sounds like a lot.
It does sound like a lot, Renee. In fact, it's about 5% of daily output of all the OPEC-producing countries. And bear in mind that the OPEC countries produce about 40% of global oil.
So the aim is less oil out there on the market, prices go up, or at least stabilize.
That's the aim, and it's being pushed for by a lot of the oil-producing countries, such as Iran, such as Venezuela, who've seen their income go down substantially over the last month since oil came down from its highs of $140 a barrel in July. The big question, of course, is will that work and will it halt the slide in the cost of a barrel of oil? And I think a lot of analysts here and around Europe are saying, not necessarily, because demand is simply slowing down.
And quite a bit of that demand has been coming recently from huge populations, China and India. What about that?
Yes, the Chinese economy, of course, has been booming in recent years. All of the developing world, a lot of Asia has been booming, has now been hit by this slowdown as well. And that, of course, has an impact on this. And this is really a part of why so many people feel that whatever OPEC does, we may be in for even lower oil prices. Countries like Saudi Arabia that produce a lot of oil can deal with that, and they can live with a price of about $55-$60 a barrel. But these countries, Iran, Venezuela and others, they have set their whole state budgets based on a price of oil that is $90-$100 a barrel. So these are the countries that have been pushing for this slash in production, and we'll just have to see in the coming days whether that does halt the slide of the price of oil.
Well, and then finally, as you said, the OPEC is a huge group of oil-producing countries, but there are other countries not in OPEC, like Russia. Is Russia and other non-OPEC oil exporters, are they likely to cooperate with this reduction?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And in fact, there has been a lot of cooperation recently between OPEC and Russia. Between them, they produce more than a half of global oil. There's a bit of concern, I think, in the West that Russia could be getting closer to OPEC and helping to manipulate the price of oil. But certainly analysts here seem to think it might be more of a political move by the Russians as a result of what happened in Georgia, the West's opposition to Russian moves in Georgia over the summer, and that Russia may be trying to sort of needle the West a bit by looking as though it's cozying up to OPEC, when in fact Russia has its own agenda and is not necessarily working together with OPEC at the same time on this issue.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from Vienna, where OPEC ministers have agreed to cut oil production.